injury during that little fray against the boards. And they can get the back, get the lines back into some sort of.
We talked about the momentum that the Badgers come into it, having won five straight. Air Force 1-3-1 in their last five after having a three-game winning streak. They're 5-4-1 in Atlantic Hockey yep. Conference play. And we're going to have, I believe,
our first penalty against of Jack
the
Harbaugh.
I was just about to say how it has been such a clean period, and nobody's got a man advantage opportunity. Well, Harbaugh will go to the penalty box here below us, and Air Force will get the first power play of the contest.
Interestingly enough, the special team statistics between the Badgers and Air Force are very much close. Power play for Air Force is only at 16.9 or 17%. Their penalty kills at 85. Badgers are at 17.6 and 91. So
Badgers win the draw. Cilia gets it out to center ice. He's got D. St. Paul with him on a 2-on-2 rush. Cilia tried to drag it to his forehand, a little toe drag move. Couldn't do so. He stumbled to the ice, then lost his stick, and now he's going to race towards the bench and try to get off on a change as Air Force regroups and will bring it out of its own zone.
We'll see who Harbaugh is be replaced by on this penalty-killing tandem of he and Lindmark.
Played back to the point, sent by Rowe to the far side. Then Rowe gets the pass back to him on a one-timer that's deflected and goes wide of the net. Lotch has it below the goal line up against the boards. He's pinned there. Plays it to the near side. D. St. Paul trying to dig it free, but he can't. It'll come to Rowe. Plays it to the near side. A shot by Gavin is blocked up front. That hit a body. Badgers able to clear and send it all the way down the ice.
Pretty obvious that it's all about taking the eyes away from the goaltender. They're just shooting from obtuse angles, even though there's good traffic in front. McClellan has been able to see pretty much every shot.
Air Force back on the rush, bringing it into the offensive zone. On the man advantage, trailing 1-0. Digby gets it back to the point to Baumgartner. Baumgartner gets the return pass, looking to Gavin, but goes back the other way. A pass through the slot is deflected. They try to get it to Mitchell Digby on the near side. They send it back to Baumgartner, but it's up in the air. It gets past his glove, and it'll go all the way down to the netminder, Guy Blessing.
Both teams making wholesale changes.
35 seconds remaining in the Air Force power play. Get it in over the line. McCormick on the near side. Sends a pass through the slot. Finds its friendly stick. And the shot is deflected and goes high and wide of the net. He found Brendan Gibbs. Nice pass by McCormick, the Verona native. But they couldn't finish the play.
But you have to realize that 7-foot stick of Daniel Lotz
yes.
is the one who tipped it.
Indeed. Air Force in the offensive zone, final seconds of the power play, 5 seconds and counting. A chance to clear here as Vorlicki sends it all the way down the ice. Badgers will get a full change here and about to get back to full strength. They are now as Harbaugh comes back out onto the ice. Badgers kill off the first power play of this game in their own zone. Scholes with it. Plays it along to Harbaugh along the boards. He can't get it out. Comes back to Scholes below the goal line to Dexheimer on the near side. Loses as he stick handles. It just rolls off his stick, and now he loses his glove, his stick, and I'm not so sure if Dexheimer didn't take a chop there. He was holding himself on the wrist for a minute. Air Force dumps it back in. The Badgers in the middle of change. We've seen a few mishandles from the Badgers in their own zone, more stick handling than quick passing and puck movement. Here's Tassie off the skate of Fitzgerald through the neutral zone. Christian's shot is deflected, and now Christian, boy, he's had a tough night with an injury already, and now his stick just snaps in half on that shot attempt. That was an expensive shot. Podolochek plays it to the near point to Kerr. He throws
Ooh,
one right
nice
on net. Save is made by Blessing. Kicks it to the far side. Podolochek gets to it, and then a big hit on Tyson Dick. We've seen Air Force throw its weight around as well. They're not afraid to do so and try to rough up these Badgers.
Tyson Dick's not a little man either.
No, and he plays it to Whitelaw with a head of steam trying to get around his man, and Whitelaw's ridden right to the boards. Nice defensive play there, stopping the rush for the Badgers. Play by Digby. Final minute of the opening period. Badgers on top, 1-0. Puck squirts out to center ice. Bantle peels away from a check but runs into another momentarily. He gets right through it, and the Badgers get into the zone. Mellenbacher shot right on. Rebound is loose, and Mellenbacher on the backhand just chips it wide. Mellenbacher following up his own shot, couldn't steer it home. Puck flipped out to center ice. Lotch plays it to Vorlicki. Gains the center red line, plays a cross-ice pass that doesn't find a stick, goes
Uh-oh.
Deep into the zone, and now Whitelaw throws a big hit behind the net. Might have gotten his man up high, and he's going to get a penalty call here, whether it was the elbow or a hit to the head. William Whitelaw is going to get the gate.
Yeah, and it comes at an inopportune time with only 24 seconds left. Just killed off a full penalty. I'm pretty sure that Whitelaw either got the elbow up or they may have to review this to see if there was head contact.
Now, the official's talking about it momentarily as we get a look at the replay here up on the scoreboard.
Not a great time to take it. And again, there is no great time to take a penalty.
That's what I was going to ask.
But the fact of the matter being is with only 24 seconds left, if you want to give away momentum, take a penalty in the last minute and have them score on the power play, that can be a backbreaker.
So the official's now taking a look at it here to see if there was contact to the head and if it's anything more than the two-minute minor that Whitelaw has already been assessed. And we've talked in the pregame show and throughout this first period about differences between this Badger team and a year ago. And among them, besides defense, besides the goaltending, penalty kill has been a huge one. They have
Correct.
Jumped up significantly this year in the penalty kill department, over 90%, and one of the best penalty kill units in the country so far.
Just a little side note, I cornered Mellenbacher and Cruz Lucius and said,
"Yeah,
you guys are tied for best hockey salad that sticks out of your helmet."
Okay, nice.
I was looking at the Air Force guys. I don't think any of them are going to qualify for that award.
They don't have any. While the officials continue to take a look here, we owe our stations across the Badger Radio Network a legal ID. 10 seconds. This is the Badger Hockey Network. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Well, the officials have reviewed it, and right now they're going over to Frank Sartori on the Air Force bench and giving him an explanation, and they'll do the same to Badgers head coach Mike Hastings. And it has been indeed upgraded to a 5-minute major on William Whitelaw, who now heads for the locker room. And so a penalty kill unit that certainly has been strong this season will be put to the test now, protecting that one goal lead. 24.3 on the clock left in the first period of play.
And for those who are unfamiliar with the difference between a 2-minute minor and a 5-minute major is that no matter how many goals Air Force scores on this 5-minute power play, the Badgers don't get that man back.
Last time out for Air Force, they took on Bentley. They were a combined 1-for-11 on the weekend on the man advantage. Long shot from the point off the draw, bounces around, never reaches the net, and then fanned on the rebound attempt by Parker Brown. Puck will squirt back out to center ice. Horbach harassing his man. Good effort by Kerr to dislodge it. Horbach has a man there to Lindmark, slides the pass to him. Owen spins around and throws it on net. Save is made. Horbach gets it, throws it back towards the point. Nobody was home. It'll go all the way back to the Badger end as the horn sounds. So each team with a quality scoring opportunity there in that short little 24-second span. Neither team able to capitalize it. And as they head to the locker room, the Badgers have a 1-0 lead over the Air Force Falcons in this semifinal of the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. Our first intermission is coming your way next here from Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the #1 cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Badger fans, don't miss the Wisconsin Hockey Hour on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity app. Head coaches Mike Hastings and Mark Johnson join us to discuss their squads and the series to come. You can catch host Coach Hastings every week on the Badger Hockey Digest as well. That available on the Badger Hockey X account, the UW Facebook and YouTube page, and of course, UWBadgers.com. Badgers leading it 1-0 here over Air Force after one period of play. Our first intermission report, brought to you by American Family Insurance, comes your way next year from Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 20s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a little warmer. Highs in the upper 30s to near 40. Clouds return on Saturday, some flurries possible Saturday night. High upper 30s, Sunday, mostly cloudy, mid-30s, and a touch breezy. Right now it's 31.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Your odds are better here.
Badger fans, with over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Our American Family Insurance first intermission report comes to you here from Fiserv Forum in downtown Milwaukee at the third annual Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff, where the Badgers lead their semifinal matchup with Air Force by a score of 1-0. And Ian,
I'm just a little bit distracted here.
Geez, yeah, here we go. He's distracted by the figure skaters that are down on the ice entertaining the crowd here in between periods. We'll try to reel Ian back in here. Ian, I guess if anybody thought this was going to be a cakewalk or a blowout, maybe they didn't look close enough. Sure, Air Force was only 8-9-1 in the year, but it's a team that's played in 5 overtime games this year, played in 8 games decided by one goal or a shootout, and they split with Michigan State earlier this year, a 6-5 win and a 5-3 loss. Last time I checked, the Spartans are in first place in the Big Ten, so they've been tested a bit.
Yeah, they have, and I don't know if it's just the temperament or the mentality of Frank Serratore. We will play all comers. It doesn't matter who they're going to play. I think the one thing that I got a good chuckle out of was that they are in third last place in the Atlantic Hockey League. But according to a little quote that I saw from Frank, doesn't matter as long as we're ahead of Army. And I was, I thought, you know, there's a Frank Serratore quote like you wouldn't believe. And Army has had its struggles, but I got to give them credit. There's no one player on Air Force that appears to be like the game breaker. You know, he's not, there's not.
Those of you in our listening audience that are under the age of 25 or maybe even 30, do yourself a favor. Go ahead and Google now John Newberry and Mark Johnson. It'll be worth your time. Certainly plenty of highlights as Ian compared them to John Newberry and Mark
Danny
Johnson.
Heatley guy might have been.
There you go. There's another
guys.
One. All right, we're moving in the right direction now. That'll work. Badgers lead Air Force 1-0 after one period of play. Our first intermission report brought to you by American Family Insurance continues here from Fiserv Forum. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
Badger fans, be there when Wisconsin football returns to Camp Randall Stadium in the fall. Secure your season tickets today and be in the crowd when the Badgers take on Alabama, Oregon, and more big opponents at Camp Randall Stadium in 2024. For more information and to purchase Wisconsin football 2024 season tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects, quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/PoweringBeyond.
American Family Insurance first intermission report coming to you from Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee, where the Badgers lead Air Force 1-0 here in their Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff semifinal matchup. Winner to take on Northeastern tomorrow, right back here at Fiserv Forum. Looking at the stats in that first period, both teams with 8 shots on goal. Badgers dominated in the faceoff circle, 11-5, and the Badgers got the only goal of that period. That one coming from Simon Tassi, his 6th of the season, giving him 11 points on the year. Power play opportunities. Badgers have yet to go on the man advantage, while Air Force is in the midst of their 2nd power play. A 5-minute major assessed to William Whitelaw in the waning seconds there of that second period. Each team with 4 blocks. So 8 saves for Kyle McClellan and 7 for Guy Blessing. The rest versus rust, we said at the top, a little bit rusty. Some things that they've not come out flying out of the gates, that's to be expected. Thankfully, their netminder has been sharp.
You know, I hate to live in the past, but I think the whole temperament of this game would have changed had Cruz Lucius scored on his takeaway, breakaway, minute and a half into the game, whatever it was. Bang, it would have been 1-0. But as soon as they realized that they had life, Air Force just calmed down, started to do the basics a little bit better, and I think everybody in themselves would have been really pleased if the Badgers had been up 2-0 going into the period. Missed opportunities, I would say that the Badgers had more missed opportunities than Air Force did.
Hasn't all been perfect, but it's been good in one area. The Badgers lead it 1-0 thanks to the Dexheimer pass that set up Simon Tassi. Period number 2 coming your way next from Fiserv Forum. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future, in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do play, and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes, and challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid, or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Make this New Year's Eve about toasting to new beginnings, not worrying about dinner preparations. Let Quality Foods do the cooking with complete New Year's prime rib dinners. Just heat and serve. Imagine welcoming the new year with open arms and a table full of delights. Quality Foods will craft a festive feast, each bite filled with the warmth of the season, so you can focus on what truly matters. Order your hassle-free New Year's prime rib dinner now from Quality Foods locations in Wisconsin Rapids. More details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
And the Badgers' quest for their second Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff title in 3 years of this event. We'll have a little bump in the road right now as they have to kill off the remaining Air Force power play that has 4:36 on the scoreboard as the teams return to the ice here getting ready for period number 2, in which, as I mentioned, Air Force will be on the major power play. And as Ian pointed out late in that first period when the penalty was assessed, if Air Force were to score, they can continue on the power play for as long as that time on the clock is still remaining. So a crucial kill here as William Whitelaw returns to the penalty box serving his 5-minute major.
We are not alone in playing over the Christmas break. The out-of-town scoreboard shows that Michigan Tech beat Alaska 3-2 in overtime. And as we mentioned before, Northeastern beat Minnesota Duluth 4-3 in overtime. And the only other non-conference situation is Big Ten's Michigan State against CCHA Ferris State. Michigan State leads Ferris State 4-1. Or just made it final. So they beat Michigan State beat Ferris State 4-1. And here we got to work through about, 4 minutes and 36 seconds of penalty kill.
It's an Air Force team with 11 freshmen on it this season that's coming off in 12-22-2 season a year ago, in which they were 8-17-1 in conference play. That was last place in the conference. But Frank Ceratori, their head coach, is nearing the 500 career win mark. So he's seen a number of victories. He's coached a number of teams. He's been in battles time and time again. So he would be one to be able to get the job done and getting this team back to where they want to go. They've been to the NCAA tournament before. They're a big physical team. And as the teams right now are really just waiting for the ice to settle, that, let's say, the show in between periods, the entertainment that Ian was enjoying so much, didn't get started till a little bit late. And so they just finished the ice. The Zamboni's leaving only seconds before the teams return to the ice. So it's still a little damp out there. You can see the glare from the water in different corners there.
If you ever want to watch, like, hockey bloopers.
Yeah.
Watch somebody going full blast, and then that little bit of water just holds the puck.
Sticks
to the puck.
Yep.
And they go flying by it, and everybody's looking at it, trying to figure out what to do with it.
We used to try that, where you would try to shoot the puck the length of the ice after it had just been flooded, and heavily flooded ice. It's like shooting it through sand. You just couldn't get it to, at some point, it was just going to lock on the brakes. Air Force wins the draw, gets it now into the offensive zone as they go to work on the power play. Parker Brown on the near side has it taken away. Still, you can't get it out of the zone, however. Puck bounces back to him. He backhands it behind the net, turns it over right to Will Gavin, and that's not somebody to give it to, the leading goal scorer for Air Force. But the puck rolled off his stick, and now it's center ice. Brown will lead the attack, play a pass ahead to Gavin. Comes back to the point. It's poked away by D. St. Paul, and then the follow-up shot is deflected. Luke Rowe let it go, but it went up and out of play and off the netting. And so the Badgers will get a break. Now 3:56 remaining in the contact to the head, major penalty to William Whitelaw.
And again, the mentality of Air Force is that they're not getting anything down tight except for that last turnover that we saw by a Badger, but they're just teeing it up from the outside and hoping for something good to happen down low with taking the goaltender's eyes away, deflections, whatever.
Long shot from the point, never reaches the net, deflected with Mitchell Digby, let it go, but it hit bodies out front. Turned over at the line, but McCormick collects it now. Fans on the pass actually hit one of those wet spots that we were just talking about. There's no question that the water slowed that one up, and he fanned on it. Now McCormick has it back in his own end as Air Force tries to regroup and set up the power play that's now at 3:25 and counting. Through center ice, they bring it back into the zone. They're bringing it back to the zone. Baumgartner gets it in over the line, takes it below the circle, puts on the brakes. On his backhand, slides a pass back to the line. Comes to the near side, a shot that's blocked out front. William Lotch right there, or Daniel Lotch, excuse me, to block it. Squirts back to the point to Digby. Digby will play it to the near boards on the near side to Horn. Horn from the circle, slides it on it. Pad save. Rebound was poked away by Lotch to the near boards.
Some quick feet there.
Baumgartner from the point. Let's the wrist shot go. The glove went out by McClellan. The puck never reached him, however. It hit bodies out front, and it's sent all the way down the ice. The Badgers can get some fresh penalty killers out there. Lotch, the only one remaining. Baumgartner with a centering pass. Shot right on from Parker Brown is steered aside by McClellan. Lotch follows up. Jabs at it. Gets it along the far boards. It'll come back to the point, however. Held by Rowe, and it squirts deflected up and out of play. And so a faceoff now with 2:32 to go in the power play. Faceoff in the Badger zone.
Good opportunities, not great opportunities, but good opportunities. And every time that there has been a deflection or a rebound, the Badgers have been Johnny on the spot and able to clear it or at least get it out of harm's way.
I mentioned a moment ago that Will Gavin is not the guy you want to turn it over. Not only the leading goal scorer, but he has 5 power play goals for these Falcons so far this season. They've allowed two shorthanded goals. Badgers would love to get one, but they'll take for just killing it off as well. Comes back to the point. Luke Rowe brings it to the near side. Pad save made by McClellan. Comes back to Rowe. He'll slide it back again to the near side. A centering pass that goes through the slot. A couple of times they've tried to swing it to the right side to Castanino. Once he put the shot on net, the second time it was a centering pass that didn't find a friendly stick. Costantino slides it back to the point from the far side. Save is made by McClellan. Puck goes to the far boards. Held by the Falcons. Hedden plays it down low. Comes back out top to Rowe. His wrist shot is deflected and goes all the way to the far boards. Still kept in by Air Force with 1:45 to go in the man advantage. Swing it to Costantino. Back to Rowe inside the blue line. Brings it down to the top of the circle. He'll go to the far side. A one-timer that's sent well wide of the net by Gavin out high. Controlled by the Badgers and a chance to wrist it cross ice. Does Jack Horbach sends it all the way down the ice, and the Badgers can get another change here with now 1:25 to go in the contact to the head penalty to the William Whitelaw.
That was about a minute and 10 seconds for Horbach and Lindmark. That's a long time to kill a penalty.
Brought in by Baumgartner. Drops a pass as Arizona trying to set it up on the power play. Schultz pokes at it, gets it free. Dexheimer slams it quickly off the boards on the far side and all the way down the ice where Guy Blessing will have to stop it and leave it behind his own cage.
A little difference in these two penalty killers. Not seeing a lot of penalty kills, but pretty much have to win a five-minute major.
Gibbons brings it into the zone along the near board, stops at the goal line, is pinned up against the wall. Badgers trying to dig it free. Final 45 seconds of the man advantage. They're able to send it all the way down the ice. And the defenseman can get off here, as does Sawyer Scholl. Christian Fitzgerald, who left the game momentarily and went to the dressing room in the first period, he now hops off as a penalty killer. Good job here by the Badger penalty killers. 30 seconds remaining on the power play. Rushed by Baumgartner, whistles a wrist shot that goes around the boards and all the way down the ice. Celia gets to it, got a man up front. Celia takes it, the forehand shoot, save is made. Blessing looked behind him in the cage for it, couldn't find it. The puck had scored to the near side.
That's not a stroke of confidence, is it? Look behind you.
And I was looking briefly because Celia had D. St. Paul with him, who seemed a little upset that he didn't get the pass, but then there was almost a goal. Now D. St. Paul comes in and rings one off the post. Put it to his forehand coming from the near side. Put it off the far post as the Badgers send it back in. A whistle sounds, stopping play. William Whitelaw right on cue comes out of the box. The Badgers back at full strength and a big kill for the Badgers that had a couple of shorthanded opportunities there late.
Yeah, late. I think that Coach Sartori went back to his top unit one too many times, and once they got caught out of position, you know, we've talked about it 100 times. Horbach and Lindmark, they're going to create opportunities, and if it's not them, it's going to be Matty D. St. Phail and Celia.
So face-off back in the Badger zone on the hand pass, but they win the draw. Kerr will get it to Tyson Dick on the near side. He'll snap it cross ice. It'll bounce off the boards in front of the Badger bench and go all the way down for an icing call here. So we'll go back to the Wisconsin zone and do it all again. The last time the Badgers played, and that was 18 days ago, they were able to produce a couple of Big Ten honorees in the three stars of the week. Carson Bantle was the second star, producing three goals and helping the Badgers to that home ice sweep over Penn State. He had the Badgers' first hat trick of the season on the four shots in that 6-3 win as McClellan makes a save right off the faceoff. The third star was Charlie Stramel, who had 4 points, a goal, and three assists as the Badgers extended that winning streak to five games. So good to see Charlie Stramel getting going in the offense. It's been a little bit of a slow start for the first-round draft choice of the Minnesota Wild.
You see so many lineup changes just within the game. The lineup was out there just now before they
win the draw and take a shot from the point that goes high and off the boards off the stick of Chris Hedden. Comes to the near side. The Badgers able to just poke it out to center ice and back into the Air Force zone. Stramel is right there to watch closely and then heads back to his defensive position. It's sent back all the way down the ice. McClellan will stop it behind the nade, ring it around the near boards. Simon Tassie tries to play it off the wall but can't get it out of the zone. Tassie follows up, can't get control of it. Podolochuk pins his man up against the boards. Podolochuk gets the return pass as the Badgers break it now through center ice. Fitzgerald plays it ahead to Stramel. Stramel has it roll off his stick, trying to get control of it. And then Charlie is hauled down to the ice, loses control of the puck. The Falcons will lift it out to center. It'll bounce on edge all the way back to McClellan, who has to play it in the blue paint as Air Force gets a change. Aye. But a turnover right behind his own net by Dexheimer. He quickly gets back, though, and wins the battle, and the Badgers will race it 3-on-3 the other way. Pass for Dexheimer just out of his reach as Tassie sent him a pass, and then Simon took a big check on the boards right in front of his own bench and is slow to get over the wall, and that one might have got him in the arm or the elbow. Looking like that one roughed him up just a little bit. Badgers get control of it in their own zone. Schultz with it. Looking for some help. Tries to play it off the boards. Gets it just over the line. And a chance to dump it back in for Lucas Kuhn. It goes around the board. Stopped by Lodge. Lodge looking. Snaps a long cross-ice pass. It finds Horbach at the far blue line. Horbach in over the line. Jack with a drop pass to a man. Lindmark. His wrist shot right on. A quick shot is saved by made by Guy Blessing, who leaves no rebound. And so a faceoff in the offensive zone with now 13:39 to go in the second. Badgers on top, 1-0.
As soon as the penalty was over, this line was out there. Owen Meldenbacher, Cruz Lucius, and Tyson Dick. I have never seen them ever no. on the same line. Well, but when you're shuffling, you're just looking for guys that aren't tired.
When you have to do a five-minute kill, it's going to scramble it a little bit.
Yep.
Cilia to take the offensive zone faceoff here, pulls it to the near boards, then follows up on it. It'll go behind the net, around the boards, all the way to the far side. Cilia gets to it to hold the zone, tries to play it deep. That's denied. Puck bouncing around. Cilia finally gets control of it on his tape, plays it off the boards to DeSaint Foul down low. Peeling away from a check one way, gives it off to Lucius. Lucius will cycle it down low. DeSaint Foul tied up, but gets loose, gets on his backhand to Lucius, who's able to just muscle it on net, but Blessing makes the save. Lucius loses control of the puck. Air Force gets it out to center ice. A chance with numbers to bring it back to the Badger zone. Schultz gets there. Tries to play it off the boards and out. Can't do so. A sharp angle shot hits the side of the cage. Vorlicki hits his man. Tries to get control of the puck, holding him off. Can't do so. It'll squirt back to the line. Vorlicki picks off the pass and now finds Cilia. Cilia ahead to Lucius. Into the zone. On his forehand. Looks. Goes cross ice. Has a man. A wrist shot off of the stick of DeSaint Fall. Is denied by Blessing.
Boy, what a beautiful pass that one was.
Found his man, and you'd like one of those guys, if you had to pick a name out of a hat, DeSaint Fall is one you wouldn't mind seeing coming out of there with the scoring opportunity, but he was turned away by Blessing.
But nice again, we're sitting at the perfect angle. Cruz Lucius has got the puck. He's on his forehand, and I was 99% sure he was going to shoot.
Yeah.
And then he just fires a bullet across to Matty DeSaint Fall, and didn't get much on it for as far as Wood was concerned.
You probably weren't alone. I'm guessing Guy Blessing was thinking he was pretty close to those same percentages. From the point, long shot by Whitelaw. Bounces around after the save is made by Blessing. It's controlled by Dick. Tries to go towards the net. Tyson is tied up, and that's going to bring a penalty call.
Hooking call.
On the Air Force Falcons, and the Badgers will get their first power play of the evening here, leading it 1-0 with 12:23 to go in the second.
Well, it'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing how Air Force kills the penalty. I can't imagine with the mentality of their coaching staff that they will be passive when they kill it. I've got a feeling it's going to be one of those things where whatever loose puck is there, one man's going to be on it, and the other three are just going to fill zones. But we'll have to wait and see.
It is a hooking call on Mitchell Digby. That'll give the Badgers the Kunis power play. They win the draw.
Ouch.
One-timer by DeSaint Fall. That stung a Falcon out front and went down to block the shot. DeSaint Fall tries to hold it, can't do so, as Oliphant sends it all the way down the ice, stopped by McClellan behind his own cage.
And he took that one right in the belly.
Here comes Dexheimer with a head of steam out of his own zone. Drops a pass back for DeSaint Fall. Moves it quickly to Cilia. Cilia has it bobble around off his stick as he tried to get a pass back to the near side. And the Falcons able to get it out to center ice. Dexheimer plays it ahead to Lucius. Lucius just in over the line as it bounces off his stick. Comes to Cilia. He'll walk it towards the middle. Slide it down low to DeSaint Fall. Gives it off to Lucius. Peels away from the pressure. Looking for some help. Gets it to DeSaint Fall. Swing it to Dexheimer right up the middle. Long shot through traffic. Rebound is loose. Pantle poking at it. But it goes right in on Blessing, who covers it up. Good puck movement that time from the Badgers. Got him an opportunity out front with traffic out front as well.
Not really a good opportunity. I mean, Dexheimer did the right thing because I don't think either Cilia or DeSaint Fell were in any position where they could shoot it off the pass when he was going to make it. So put it on net. The rebound was there for just a split second, but give Blessing the credit. He didn't give Bantle any opportunities.
Badgers win the draw, controlling the offensive zone. Whitelaw, top of the far circle, plays it down low. Thrown right on net by Bantle. Comes loose to the near side, off the boards. Badgers finally get control. Whitelaw with it. Slides it back to Palatichuk. Palatichuk looks, goes back to Whitelaw, tries to go through the slot with his path. Had a man, Lindmark, on the near side. That's tipped away. And a 2-on-1 opportunity for the Falcons the other way. McCormick with a centering pass. That hits the skate of Palatichuk. And the Badgers deny that opportunity. Here comes Lindmark in transition for the Badgers. In over the line, on the near boards. Takes it below the goal line. Tries to cut hard to the middle. Puck is loose in the slot. Finally scooped up by the Falcons and a chance to clear for Parker Brown, who sends it all the way down the ice.
Have you heard our armchair quarterback coach?
I thought it was right you. I just write all those off as you over there making comments.
Right below us?
Here comes D. St. Fall through center ice in over the line. Gives it off to Fitzgerald. He'll walk it towards the middle. Christian slides it past to Lucius. Lucius snaps it up to Dexheimer up top. To Whitelaw, top of the near circle. Back to Dexheimer. Fakes the shot. Goes to Lucius, top of the far circle. Slides it to D. St. Fall. Fake shot is deflected and just goes wide in the net. Badgers moving it, finally finding the shot opportunity. Now Lucius has it. Top of the far circle. Air Force is back at full strength. Pass bounces off Dexheimer's stick. He'll keep it in the zone down low. It'll go past Bantle. Lucius trying to get to it. Does on his backhand. Now brings it to the top of the circle. Cruz slides a pass back towards Cilia where he just came from. Cilia will play it down low. Bantle with a nice move to get control of it. On the far boards, throws it towards the front of the net. Lucius has it. Lucius spins around with a nice pass. Oh, what a save by Blessing, denying Charlie Stramel. A spin around, almost no-look pass by Lucius that found Stramel, but Blessing comes up huge.
And right on the tape also.
Beautiful. Well, you can't draw it up any better than that. Great opportunity for the Badgers. They can't double up their lead. The lead Air Force right now, 1-0 with 9:57 to go in the second. We'll take a timeout. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badgers are 7-0 this season when they score first. They've done so again tonight. They lead it 1-0 off the Simon Tassie goal back in the first period. We've got 9:57 to go in period number two here in the second semifinal, the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. Winner to take on Northeastern tomorrow in the championship game. Along the near boards, it comes back to Kerr at the point. He'll keep it in. Dick is knocked down to the ice. Can't get it onto his stick. Follows up below the goal line. He's pinned up against the wall. Mellenbacher is right there to provide support. However, Air Force gets it. Costanino plays it off the near boards. Can't get it out. It'll squirt back behind the cage and all the way to the far side. Tyson Dick is hauled down right as he was cutting through the blue paint, and that's going to bring a penalty call here. As Guy Blessing makes the save, gets the glove on it. Then he's knocked back into the net. Nothing really coming out of this other than guys just looking around at each other, what's going on, and what is going on will be a penalty on Air Force, and the Badgers will go back on the man advantage.
I'm not sure if I agree with that. I'm not sure that the penalty was justified, in my book anyway. The gentleman making his may will be Luke Rowe, the senior left-handed defenseman. Oh, he called it interference. Okay, I can justify that. I didn't justify the hooking call that I thought was going to come. But interference, you're right, Tyson Dick had, he kind of got pressed into the net. And they both have legitimate right to go through that. But anyway, put Bucky back on the power play. Don't care.
Badgers get their second Kunis power play of the evening. Weren't successful in their first one. Long shot from the point. Whistles well wide of the net. off the stick of Cruz Lucius. Puck comes all the way back out to center ice. Dexheimer has it, plays it cross ice to Lucius, who skates right in front of the team's benches, cuts towards the middle, hands it off to Bantle. Bantle top of the circle, he'll drop it and leave it for Lucius. Cruz cutting to the forehand, slides it past to D. St. Paul, couldn't control it on his backhand. Now has it and slides it back to Dexheimer. Dexheimer gives it off to Lucius, top of the far circle. Dexheimer loaded up for a one-timer, and that goes wide of the net. D. St. Paul reaching for it, couldn't get control of it. Air Force has it, and they'll get a chance to clear the zone as they wrist it all the way down the ice. Dexheimer will be the first one there. Backhanded off the near boards, away from pressure. Cilia with a head of steam will bring it out. Yeah, you're saying you're questioning the penalty call, getting a look at the replay. Tyson Dick sure did a good job of selling that one as he took the dive. I don't know if he took YMCA diving lessons, but he sold it. D. St. Paul sets it up on the power play for the Badgers, leading it 1-0 here with 8:25 to go in the period. They turn it over, however, and it's sent back to Kyle McClellan at the other end. And the former Hill Murray Pioneer, Palatichuk, will bring it out of his own zone. Drops a pass. It comes to Owen Lindmark. Lindmark gets it to Christian Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald along the near side. Centers it. He had Lindmark right there cutting down the middle. Got a piece of it. It pounced off of Blessing's shoulder. Hopped up high into the air and finally gets his glove down on top of it once it returned to the ice.
All those innocent plays, all those great plays where you get it all set up and all of a sudden you just throw it at the net and you had your best scoring opportunity on the power play. Just throwing it at the net and having somebody put a stick on it.
We talk about the Badgers' penalty kill and how dramatic the turnaround has been from last year. The power play has slipped a bit from last year, where they were over 21% a year ago, now just over 17%. Here's a one-timer off the draw by Whitelaw. He let it fly, but it went right in on Blessing, who held on right in his midsection and left no rebound.
Yeah, and it's rare that when you get hit like that on the side, that it doesn't drip down onto your pad or drip down onto your glove. Good shot by Whitelaw. Take it any time you can get it, young man.
One of those guys you'd like to see to find a getaway going on the power play, because he has plenty of power play goals in his past, is David Cilia. He's got one this season. He had 12 a year ago as part of the Minnesota State Mavericks when he was with Coach Mike Hastings in Mankato.
Well, he can shoot it. There's no question about that.
Badgers will bring it out of their own zone. Lindmark with a pass on the far side to Whitelaw. He cuts to the middle. Whitelaw lets the shot go. That whistles well wide, and then around the boards and all the way down the ice again. It's kind of one and done right now for the Badgers on these shots. A lot of Chuck back in his own zone. A couple of Badgers bumping into each other right next to him in front of their own cage. Drop pass for Lindmark. Penalty is over. Teams are back at five skaters aside. Cilia bumped off the puck. It'll squirt down below the goal line. Air Force will get control of it and a chance to get it out of their zone. Luke Rowe plays it out to center ice. McCormick in over the line with a drop pass. Rowe is there awaiting. A pass doesn't come to him, however. As Starring will take it down low, bumped off the puck. Scholes with a chance to scoop it up for the Badgers. Puts on the brakes. Looks for some help. Slides it back to Stramel. Stramel will walk it right up the middle, give it off to Vorlicki on the near side. Plays ahead just before he gets hit to Scholl. Sawyer Scholl trying to get it down deep into the zone. Stramel following up on the forecheck. Scholl gets after it, tries to create a turnover. It happens at center ice. Lodge with it, couldn't get it deep. It'll come near the team's benches. A cross ice pass just a little too far for Mellenbacher, and the Badger forward will race after it. Puts the pressure on, puts his man into the boards, but the puck is rung around to the near side and all the way out to center. Care right on his man. Gets the turnover, gets the puck, and plays it ahead. Badgers get control as Lotch lifts it to center ice. It'll bounce deep into the Air Force zone. Sam Brennan with it. Plays it right up the middle. It bounces around off a couple of skates. Final little find Daniel Lotch at center ice. Badgers on top. 1-0. 6:10 to go here in the second period from Pfizer Forum. Badgers back on the rush. There's Cilia with the shot. He's denied by Blessing. One of those guys we were just talking about, trying to get him going offensively, but he's turned away on that bid.
Well, Blessing was 5 feet outside the blue crease area, so he knew that Cilia was going to have to shoot. Just shut down every angle that was available.
Dexheimer plays in his own zone to D. St. Paul. Ahead for Lucius. It's bouncing off his skate. Cruz gets around to check but can't get control of the puck. Followed up and kept into the zone, though, by Cilia as he rocks his man down to the ice and then heads over to the boards for a change. Lucius scoops it up. Lucius looking for some help. Slides it back to Dexheimer at the top of the far circle. He spins away from traffic. Palatichuk throws it to the far corner, bounces off the boards to Tyson Dick, has to pin his man up against the boards, it's in their skates, looking for some help, some support coming from D. St. Paul. It's still wedged right up against the boards where the teams head for their benches, and then it's lifted high into the air. You could either wave for a fair catch on that one before it came down into the Badger bench. And we'll bring a stoppage and a faceoff with 5:11 showing on the clock. 1-0 Badgers on top of Air Force, who they've outshot 20-15.
Well, there have been plenty of special team opportunities and even some good five-on-five opportunities for both teams. But the fact of the matter being is that nobody has been able to solve Guy Blessing and ever since that one rebound goal.
Whitelaw from a sharp angle is turned away, but he gets the rebound, looking for some help as he brings it to the near side. Back to the blue line. William throws it towards the net. Never reaches, but a turnover gives it right back to Scholes, and then he has it knocked off his stick out to center ice. Scholes backhands it ahead to Bantle. He brings it in over the line, and he'll dump it deep. Badgers trying to get past that blue wall that's right at the blue line as they go in on the attack. Forlicky knocks his man off the puck, Casentino. It'll come off the near boards, but not out of the zone. Held in by the Falcons. Scholes backhands it deeper into his own zone. Vorlicki below the goal line. Try to play it out the far side to Whitelaw. It's turned over. Chopped at by Bantle on the centering pass. Nobody can get good controls as it's steered finally to the near corner boards. Vorlicki plays it behind the net to Scholes. He's knocked off the puck. A turnover.
A
one-handed stuff attempt from the near post is where the turnover occurred by Will Gavin. Does not work, thankfully, for the Badgers. Gavin could only get a little bit of strength on his stick with the one hand as he tried to tuck it home. Badgers get it out to center ice here, but a hand pass is being called on Wisconsin, and so that'll bring a stoppage with 4:01 to go in the middle frame.
I think the referee made an error because I'm pretty sure that one of the players from Air Force touched that puck before Bantle got his opportunity.
Didn't think so either. A moment ago, it was a check behind the net as the Badgers and the puck were going out to the near side that had the puck hop up into the air and go to the other side that created that turnover and a chance for Will Gavin. Going to be a timeout here, so we'll get a quick one in as well. Badgers on top, 1-0, 4-1 to go into the second. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Offensive zone faceoff for the Air Force Falcons. They win it, comes back to the point, throw towards McClellan, makes the save. Rebound was loose momentarily, but couldn't be collected cleanly by Nate Horn, and it squirts to the far corner. Falcons putting on some pressure coming out of that timeout. McClellan will finally get his glove down on top of the loose puck and take another faceoff to his right.
The reason for the timeout was that the line that was out there that took the faceoff ended up going to have to take, has been out there for about a minute and 10 seconds. Take the timeout, give them a breather. Now we get another stoppage in play. Get them off the ice. And out comes Lindmark, hopefully our defensive specialist, defensive draw specialist.
Over 60% on the dot this year. Best in the Big Ten, third in the country. On his backhand, he pulls it right back onto McClellan, who brushes it aside back behind his net. Badgers will break it up. Horbach with a backhand pass to Bantu. Gets through the neutral zone. Gets around the defenseman and then helps the puck down below the goal line. Horbach collects it. Brings it back towards the near point. Leaves it for Dexheimer. But Dexheimer can't get around his man. And a chance for Parker Brown racing the other way. Brown, top of the circle. Shot right on. Save is made by McClellan, who leaves no rebound. And will take a faceoff to his left.
I was not scared one-on-one if that would have been a defenseman. But Jack Horbach was, you could see the panic in his eyes as he had to play, skate backwards and play defense. for that one-on-one. But again, McClellan, stand your ground. Know that the guys on the backside are covered. Come back out, face the shot, make the save. Let's start fresh.
17th save of the game for the Badger netminder, Kyle McClellan, who's been fantastic this season so far. Badgers Fitzgerald gets the draw to the corner. And it'll go now to the far side where Stramel ties up his man. Kerr tries to get control of the puck, does just enough to get it off the boards and out of the zone. All the way down the ice, but it won't be far enough for being an icing. Good hustle there and the pressure by Sawyer Scholl. Centering pass attempt by Fitzgerald, one-handed, tried to get it out to Scholl, couldn't complete it, and finally scooped up by the Falcons. They try to break it out the far side. Dubois plays to the far side, and then a big hit down in the corner where the teams come out, and we're going to have a penalty call now. A slashing call
against Air Force. Badger forward at that point in time, I'm trying to think who it was.
Fitzgerald. Yeah.
Just tried to poke the puck and slapped him across the top of the hands. 2 minute minor with 2:46 left. And as I mentioned before, last couple minutes of the power play or the period, and you get a power play or a penalty kill. Big momentum changers.
So the Badgers get their third Kunis power play of the evening. What have you or have you not been seeing from this power play that you'd like to see so far here that's been 0-2 tonight and was 1-9 in its last series against Penn State? As they win the draw, shot attempt here never reaches the net. They tie it up in the corner. I'll give you a chance to answer that in just a second here as Air Force gets it to the line, but Dexheimer holds it. Gets a decent fall top in the near circle, slides it back to Dexheimer. They'll reverse course and go the other way to Cruz Lucius, gets it to DeSaint Fall. Dexheimer up the middle. Shot attempt is tipped a couple times, goes wide in the net. Bantle is hauled down as he tries to get control of the rebound. He does manage to get it to Lucius. Lucius brings it back to the top, up to the blue line. DeSaint Fall near circle, goes to Dexheimer, back to DeSaint Fall. One-timer, that's blocked right up front. And that one stung. A hand pass being called here as Parker Brown got his body in front of it, and he paid a price to block that shot. Slow to get up.
I'll tell you what, that's the one time where Matty DeSaintfeld did not pick his head up and look to see that the guy was going to go down to block that shot. That's one of those times where you want to go down below the goal line and hopefully put it in the hands of Cruz Lucius or Celia, whoever is playing down below the goal line.
Parker Brown got his hand right in front of him here. I don't know if caught his hand or the inside of his leg. Either way, he was an area that would certainly sting to block a shot there. As the Badgers control off the faceoff, steer all on the Kunis power play. A one-timer on the near side from Lindmark. He put it on net, but scooped up by Guy Blessing.
I like goaltenders who are a little bit cocky like that, where they just whip it out of the air and then kind of show it to the guy,
right,
and then they bring it back in. It's like, here, shoot it in my glove again, idiot.
So Air Force has certainly done a good job of taking away some of the shooting lanes and angles, especially from the side here. The Badgers try to work it around and try and find an opening. Where is that opening? What do
That's
they need
the
to
question.
Do here? Yeah. Fitzgerald on the far side will bring it back to the point, comes back to Palatichuk. Looks, gives it off to the near far side for Whitelaw, who snaps off a wrist shot that's taken out of the air by Blessing yet again.
And again, those are the situations that the Badgers have almost mirrored or mimicked Air Force. They're not getting any wide open angle shots or cross ice shots, so just put it on net and try and create as much havoc as you can. Better advised to keep that puck low than high.
Their last time out against Bentley, the penalty kill unit for Air Force was 5-for-6. They're 2-for-2 so far tonight. 53 seconds remaining in the Badger power play now as a whistle and another stoppage, and the faceoff will come back outside the zone.
High stick. That puck was deflected. Dexheimer went down and didn't know where the puck was. He ends up hitting it with a high stick. And, of course, Air Force is, we're not going to touch it. You guys touch it, so we'll bring the faceoff outside. Smart play.
Badgers have one of their two top power play scorers out there right now, and Matthew DeSaint-Paul, who has 3-man advantage goals. Simon Tassi with 4 on the season. But Air Force controls off the draw, and they'll get it into the Badger end. Shot goes high up over the net off the stick of Chris Hedden. And Wisconsin gets control of it. Lucius through center ice. He's got Bantle with him, has to go by him. Lucius slides a pass across the blue line. DeSaint Fall just fumbled at an unforced error on his own. And that allows Air Force to clear the zone. McClellan will stop it back and leave it behind his own net for Dexheimer. And Ben Dexheimer winds it up. Leaves a drop pass for Cilia. Cilia through center ice. Gets it to Lucius along the far boards. Plays it off the boards to Bantle. And that's knocked out to center ice by Air Force as they're waiting for the spots where the Badgers are making the passes. D. St. Paul with a backhand pass off the boards to Cilia. Cilia to the middle. Try to slide a little touch pass to Lucius out front, but he didn't see it and couldn't control it. It's wrapped around the boards and out to center ice. Air Force penalty is over, and as he comes out of the box, greeted rudely as Lucas Kuhn, who's knocked right back down to the ice. Badgers get control of it, bring it out to center ice, leading it 1-0 with under a minute to go here in the period. A wrist shot from the far side by Bantle right on, and Guy Blessing makes the save, stopping the clock with 30.2 to go in period number two.
Well, it's playmakers like Charlie Stramel who are not playing on either unit of the power play.